And today, talking about Umpqua Valley Farm to School, Executive Director Aaron Maidlow. And good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what is Umpqua Valley Farm to School, if somebody's not familiar with it.
Umpqua Valley Farm to School provides school garden education in schools throughout Douglas County. And we do a lot of farmer workshops, farm field trips, food systems work, lots of stuff around food and agriculture.
So how long has it been around?
Since 2019. It was previously a different nonprofit called Thriving Waters in Glide, and we just took part of what they were doing and expanded on it so that we could reach more of Douglas County and do school garden work.
And so why school garden work? What do you think is important about that?
School gardens give kids an opportunity to learn how to grow food and where their food comes from. It also gives them an opportunity to increase their social emotional learning by just being outside and, being able to put their hands in the dirt and grow food and explore everything that nature has to offer in a school garden.
And do you think a lot of kids are pretty disconnected, even in a rural place like Douglas County, from the whole idea of where does their food actually come from?
Yeah, they really are. It's really interesting when we go into schools and take kids out into the garden. It's so cool to see them exploring and just being curious. But when we do classroom lessons, a lot of times we ask them, where did your food come from? And it takes them quite a while to get all the way back to a farm. Like even that mac and cheese, the wheat from the pasta was grown at a farm at one point. And so just talking them through that process, like everything we eat comes from a farm at some point.
So how many schools do you work with around the county?
It varies between about 5 and 9 throughout the year. A lot of them are in Roseburg. We have 4 schools primarily in Roseburg. We help out in Glide and Yonkala. And then we're also a regional education and procurement coordinator through the statewide Farm to School Network. And what that means is we can provide education resources and then help schools spend their procurement dollars for their school meals with local farms all throughout Douglas, Coos, and Curry County.
So which schools in Roseburg do you work with?
Fir Grove, Green, Winchester, and Eastwood.
And so you have actual gardens at those schools then?
We do. Every school in Roseburg actually has a garden except Sunny Slope, Hugh Crest, and the high school. And we would love to get them going there at some point too.
And so you go around, you do all this work, you've obviously got to fund all of this, and that brings us to our next point. You've got a fundraiser coming up. Tell us about it.
We do. October 11th is our annual fundraiser and auction, and so we have tons of really great auction items that have been donated by local businesses, and then our dinner is a farm-to-table dinner, and so everything so far that we have for the dinner is donated from local farms also. So we have pork chops, we have halibut, we have lots of fruits and veggies, we have sourdough rolls by J&M Farm. And the event is at Melrose Vineyards on October 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. And tickets are available on our website right now, which is uvf2s.org.
And how much are tickets?
The tickets are $75, and that includes a bottle of wine and the full dinner.
And let's see, how many people can you accommodate at this?
We have space for 50, and we also have local music by Mark Malafite that's going to be there.
So why are you so passionate about this work?
We just feel like it's really important for kids to know where their food comes from. It helps our economy. There's a lot of farms in Douglas County. Our farmers market is open year-round. Our farmers never stop. It's a year-round process for them to grow food for us, too. And it gives kids an opportunity to focus on nutrition, on physical activity, and mindfulness in the garden. Those are our 3 pillars of wellness that we work towards in school gardens.
And do you see the impact as you get kids interested in this in terms of it leading to maybe even changes in their diet?
Yeah, we really do. We actually, at the beginning of this year, we're doing something really cool that I actually learned at a workshop. We're having kids write down what they hope to achieve throughout the year in their school garden. And then at the end of the school year, we're going to revisit that and see if they learned about that. But it's really cool. you know, kids go out into the garden, they taste kale right off the plant, and they say they love it. Like, my son is not a vegetable eater, but he loves kale, he loves broccoli because he eats it in the school garden. So if kids can see the whole growing process and grow it themselves, they're much more likely to eat what they've grown.
What's some of the, any unusual vegetable you're able to grow that kids maybe aren't as familiar with? And I guess unusual vegetable is all kind of what you, you know, what you like or what you're familiar with.
Yeah, I think it depends on the kid, but it's really surprising that kids sometimes don't know where each, like, they don't know that a radish grows underground and a tomato grows on a plant. But I think the most unusual one probably that they have tried is artichokes. So they see these big, beautiful artichoke plants that a lot of people grow around here as landscape, but you can actually eat them. And so one of our instructors got to do a tasting with the kids last year in the garden with artichokes.
Wow. So Umpqua Valley Farm to School and the event again, what's the date?
October 11th at Melrose Vineyards, and you can buy tickets on our website.
All right, Erin Madlow from Umpqua Valley Farm to School, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.